You might think that after a regular campaign, followed by a runoff contest, that Mayor-elect Dan Sullivan would pretty much know what Anchorage residents want from their local government. But Sullivan says campaigns, even extra long ones, don't always give the broad perspective the city's highest newly elected official needs.
During the campaign, it seems like a lot of the things we go to are fairly structured. It's a Q&A, and you're hearing from certain segments of the community that maybe host the forum, and they might have a particular viewpoint based on their industry. For example, we did a forum at the Building Owners and Managers Association, BOMA, which is all the kind of commercial property owners and managers. And obviously, they have a certain interest in how the city works. And I know we had the forum out there with the Native Young Professionals, and they certainly have a viewpoint.
Since his May 5th election, Sullivan has had a transition team exploring city government from within. But, he says, that's not enough.
Right now have over 45 people who are out meeting with department heads and other personnel throughout the city to get their opinion about what's working well in government and challenges that are lurking ahead and certainly maybe concerns they might have about budget and policy, that sort of stuff. But we felt it was also important just to hear from Joe Citizen, and so we've scheduled so far 3 community forums.
The transition team public forums began this Wednesday evening, 6 to 8 o'clock at the Eagle River Lions Club, then Thursday, June 4th, at Grant Hall Auditorium at Pacific University from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and next Monday, June 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at ChangePoint Church. Sullivan says he'd also like one for the downtown Fairview and Mountain View area, but that has not yet been arranged. The forums are not topic-limited to municipal budgets, property taxes, and expenses. The mayor-elect also hopes the forums offer more than just complaints about city government.
One of the things we're looking to hear is not only criticisms and suggestions on what's not working, but we want to hear what is working, because there's no sense making changes either in policy or personnel if somebody's doing a great job or if a department is performing at a high level. We need to know that information as well.
Sullivan takes office July 1st. He plans to combine the public forum suggestions and comments with the transition reports by mid-June.
We've asked them to submit their transition reports by June 15th. We'll have all the documents assembled, and we'll take a few days, if not a week or two, and really assimilate all that knowledge that's been gained and start putting together, I guess, our concept of maybe new policies that need to be developed. Certainly, I think you'll see some organizational structure changes in the way the flow chart of city government is set up. And other than that, I'm just kind of keeping an open mind and waiting to see what comes forward.
Once again, those scheduled transition team public forums begin this Wednesday evening, 6 to 8 o'clock, at the Eagle River Lions Club, then this Thursday, June 4th, at Grant Hall Auditorium at Pacific University from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and next Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., at Change Point Church near the intersection of Minnesota Drive and Strawberry Road. A fourth forum, somewhere near the downtown Fairview-Mountain View area, remains to be scheduled. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.